They just praise God for everything we have and everything we do and everything we say. And just Merry Christmas, Jesus. And, you know, just God died on the cross for our sins and his resurrection and promise of everlasting life. Forgiveness of sins and mercy and grace. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Do you feel the world is broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? It's all creation groaning. It's a new creation coming. It's the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. It is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this? Does the Father truly love us? Does the Spirit move among us? And does Jesus our Messiah host forever those he loves? He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, from every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priest to God, to reign with the Son. He is worthy, he is worthy of our blessings and honor and glory. Is he worthy of this? He is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is. He is. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? He is. He is. Uh-oh. Sound man. No sound. Oh.
Good morning, church. He's got this one on. Shut him off. He's got control back there. Good morning this morning for the announcements. My name is Ernie. If you'd like to give today, there is an offering box that you can put your tithes in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with the church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to three-year-old, and ARC Sunday School, ages 4 to grade 5, are on Christmas break and will have classes in the new year. As a result, our children will be staying in the service where we will have crayons and things to color. There's also a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for those who would like to help teach. If you are interested in being a greeter on Sunday morning, there is a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center also. Check your church mailboxes as they get fuller this time of the year. If you don't have a box but would like one, please fill out one of the cream information cards in front of you and put it in the offering box or contact the church office and we'll get you one. Our next soup and pie event will be on Sunday, January 26th, followed by our annual general meeting. If you like prayer today, there will be people in the back corner to pray for you. Thank you.
I was all hyped up there. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did the grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, His word, my hope secure. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains. Unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun forbears to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever mine. You are forever mine. Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. So teach my songs to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. When the night comes, when you're all alone, when there's trouble stirring in your soul, and if the world is falling apart, just hold on to the morning break dawn. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. When the deepest sorrow weighs on your heart, when you prayed for answers, but the answers never come, for every tear that you cry, there's a promise He'll make your burdens light. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Lay them down, ooh, ooh. Oh, lay them down, ooh, ooh. When we see Him face to face, all our worries will surely fade away. And in the presence of His glorious light, we'll sing hallelujah to the One who gave His life. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down to the place where freedom is found. At the feet of Jesus, come and lay your burdens down. Come and lay your burdens down.
So Ernie's doing an advertisement of some sort.
I have a cold. That's why I've been trying not to shake people's hands this morning. I checked my levels. My chocolate levels are down, like I should have realized. And so I'll get those back up, and I'll be fine soon. This morning, we're going to use Psalm 34 to guide our prayers. Let's pray. In adoration, in Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3, I'll praise the Lord at all times. I'll constantly speak his praises. I'll boast only in the Lord. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. Quietly, where we are right now, let us express our adoration to God for his greatness. He loves to hear his children boast in him. Confession, verse 11 to 14. Come, my children, listen to me, and I'll teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Have we been people of peace this week? At our jobs, in our relationships, in our homes, with our parents, children, spouses. Confess the sins to God right now. Let us turn away from evil and do good. Thanksgiving, verse 8 and 9 say, taste and see the Lord is good. Oh, the joys who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his godly people. For those who fear him will have all they need. What joys and abundant goodness have you experienced? Thank God for these instances. Let us also take a few minutes to thank God for giving us all that we need. Thank you, God, for our daily bread. Thank you that we get to live in a country of peace. Supplication, verses 4 to 6. I prayed to the Lord, and he answered. He freed me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened, and he saved me from all my troubles. What fears and troubles you today? Is it your health? Are you having difficulty at work? Is there someone else who is in need you're troubled over? Let us ask our God who listens to free us, to save us, to help us. We pray for Lou and Harold, for Brad and Terry Lynn and their family, Will and Martha, James and Kelly's family, Monique and Wilford, for Shannon and Cam, for Ben and Marge, for Jerry and Gloria, for Judith and Danny, for Sharek and Jamin, Matthew and Trina, Isaac and Corrine, for Drew, some of the places around the world, Congo, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cuba, Syria, Israel, Palestine, Gaza. For Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that we know clearly are beyond us, that we are anything but in control. And so, God, it's to you we turn, our good God who loves us like no one else. And we pray that you would come and make a way for us where there is no way. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We're now going to have this morning's scripture reading.
This morning's scripture reading comes from Deuteronomy 30, 11 to 20. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it's not beyond your reach. It is not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask, who will go to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It is not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips, and it is in your heart, so that you can obey. Now listen, today I am giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and keep his commandments, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away, and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. Today I have given you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life. If you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
One day at a time. I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Well, do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, that it's worse now than then. Oh, there's pushing and shouting, and it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, Lord, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, is all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time. Lord, help me today, show me the way, one day at a time.